Hare Krishna. So Krishna here is describing various wonderful qualities of a person who is self-realized. And Krishna is trying to make all of us greedy to think that when will I get such qualities. So let's try to meditate on more qualities of a self-realized soul. In shloka number 20.
Na prarishyet priyam prapya. No dvijet prapya cha priyam stira buddhir asammodho brahmavit brahmani stitah.
So here Krishna is saying, na prarishet priyam prapya. So the person who does not rejoice, he does not rejoice, prarishet, he does not rejoice. When he gets prapya, when he attains something priyam, that is pleasant. And the second part is saying, na udvijet. He does not become agitated. When he gets prapya, when he attains something which is apriyam, which is unpleasant. And then he says that stira buddhir, who is self-intelligent. And then asammodha, he is not bewildered, unbewildered. Brahmavid, he knows signs of God or Krishna. Brahmani istitaha, such a person is already situated in transcendence. So here we have wonderful points to discuss. The first one is, the first symptom is that, so we are discussing the symptoms of self-realized soul. So first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. So the first thing in spiritual life is this, to understand. At least now at theoretical platform, we need to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And with our spiritual practice, when every single day we are chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when we are reading and hearing various scriptures from various realized souls. So with time, the preliminary realization that will come is, I am not the body, I am spirit soul. That's the first thing to understand. And then, it's given here that he knows perfectly well that he is not this body, but he is fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then second question comes, okay, I am not the body, I am spirit soul. But what is my identity? What is my nature? And then the answer comes that I am Sachidananda Vigraha. I am eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And I am part and parcel of Krishna. If I am part and parcel of Krishna, it means I am servant of Krishna. And my duty, my job description is, I am supposed to serve Krishna. So this is the realization, a bit higher realization that the person gets after understanding that I am not the body, I am spirit soul. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to this body. So when a person realizes that I am not the body, I am spirit soul. So anything happens to the body, he understands that nothing is happening to me because I am spirit soul. Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dhati pavakah na chainam kledayantyapo na shosheti marutah. Nothing will happen to the soul. Weapons cannot kill, weapons cannot cut the soul into pieces. But the body can be cut to pieces. The soul cannot be put to fire, but the body can be put to fire. Now we can set body on fire. And then the body can drown, but the soul cannot drown in water. The body may get withered in wind, but the soul cannot get withered in wind. This was very clear in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna made it very clear that how spirit soul is on a very, very high platform. So when a person sees that various things are happening, he does not get affected. Why? He understands, you know, it's happening to the body, not to the spirit soul. And at the same time, let's understand the other angle to this. Whatever we have, whom does it belong to? It belongs to Krishna. So when Krishna gives us something, what are we? Are we owners? No, we are caretakers. There's a difference between owner and a caretaker. So we are not owners, we are caretakers. Krishna is the owner. Now suppose a caretaker is given something to take care of. So the owner might come and take it away anytime. Yes. So when Krishna has given us something, we'll keep it, we'll take care of it. But as soon as it is taken away, where is the question of lamentation? It belongs to him. He has taken it away. Right. So in this way, a spiritualist gets higher realization and understanding. So it is said that a person who is practicing devotional service, he does not get bewildered with small things in life. Sometimes this is missing, sometimes that is given, sometimes that is taken away. That's okay. That's completely okay. Because that is not anyways the goal of life. With time anyways, you know, when we leave this body, we'll give up everything. We'll leave everything behind and we'll just transmigrate to another body. So in this way, a person who gets higher realization, he is not bewildered by these small things. So it is given, asammodaha, he is not bewildered at all. This steadiness of mind is called sthira buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. So a person who is a materialist, you know, will always keep thinking that I am this body. Once this body is finished, everything is finished. So let me just enjoy, because anyways when the body gets finished, everything is finished. So let me enjoy my entire life and live life king size. It is said, right? Enjoy the ice cream, lick the ice cream before it melts. So before the body gets melted, let's enjoy. That's what is the mood of a materialist. But a devotee, a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness, he understands that, hey, no, this is all wrong conception. There is next life. And current activities of mind will decide the next life. So where is the question of just considering ourselves to be body? We are spirit soul who are going to get transmigrated to another body at the end of life. So he does not get all these misconceptions. He's very clear. There is a lot of clarity. There's a lot of clarity in life, you know, for a spiritualist, for a devotee. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete signs of absolute truth, namely Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. See, when he understands his own constitutional position, that he is servant of the Supreme, now he wants to know who is Supreme. And then, with higher realizations, he understands, oh, Lord is Brahman. So what is Brahman? The effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. So Brahman is all pervading. Next is Paramatma. Lord is there in each and every one, each and every atom also. He is there as a localized feature. Localized feature of the Lord is Paramatma. And then finally he understands that yes, the Supreme Personality is Bhagavan. So at three levels of realizations are there. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And finally with time, with the spiritual practices and mercy of the Supreme Lord and one spiritual master, he finally comes to that conclusion. Yes, Bhagavan is ultimate and Brahman is not. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well without falsely trying to become one with Supreme in all respects. Now when he understands that how supreme the Lord is, how infinite the Lord is, how he is the ocean, and how he himself is just a bindu, a drop, then he also understands that a bindu can never become sindhu, a drop can never become ocean. So he will never falsely think, that I will become supreme. Let me try to become supreme. All this nonsense he will not do. This is called Brahman realization or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. So in this way, a person getting higher and higher and higher levels of realizations becomes more and more steady in one's life. Life is meant to live, you know, very, very nicely, in a very, very steady and stable way. Not to get agitated. It's our life is almost like a pendulum going from one end to another all the time. And what is the bliss that is there, you know, in such situation? A person is always agitated, always agitated. Just imagine if a person can remain always stable, how nice it will be. So that is the reason every single person should practice bhakti. Bhakti is mandatory. And when we practice bhakti sincerely, seriously, every single day, slowly and steadily we will see how our realizations, the level of realizations keeps increasing day by day. And when that happens, there will be so much of newness in life. There will be so much of bliss that will be there in our day-to-day life. It will no more be a monotonous life. Because every day is an adventure. Every day is an adventure to get a new realization. So in this way, every single person should practice devotional service. It's mandatory, it's not optional. And especially in devotional service, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very, very attentively, giving exclusive time, it's not that, you know, we are just doing something and along with that we are chanting. No, exclusive time, especially in the morning time when we sit and we give exclusive time for chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, quality time with quality chanting, quality hearing, we will see the difference in realizations, the difference in our attitude, the difference in the stability of one's own self. And these differences will actually help us, or the transformations will help us to keep going on and on and on till we reach the ultimate destination. So important is what? Enthusiastically, seriously and intently practicing Krishna consciousness every single day. So Krishna is going to continue the same theme, and he's going to make us more and more greedy to see what all qualities a self-realized person has. And we will also think, oh, maybe I should also get. So let's see another quality of a self-realized soul in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.